This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I walk a lonely avenue. I never thought I'd meet a guy.
You want to use the analogy of landing a passenger plane on the Hudson when you saw Clint Eastwood's latest movie? It's pretty powerful. They always tell you, don't try to make it back to the airfield. That's when people crash. And I can tell you right now, we're not going to get America back to the airfield. And we're going to have a crash landing, but I hope it's going to be like the miracle on the Hudson, because we're dealing with organized crime worldwide that is in a consolidation phase to establish a planetary regime. And a few days ago, last week, we had the former head of the technical person that actually ran the National Security Agency, actually ran the spying. And I said, what are they building? And he said, a private corporate world government project. And the spy grid is a technocracy takeover of the planet. Now, that's my analysis, because that's his analysis, and that's reality. That's what it is. And they have scooped up every other tyrannical project and program that was out there, like the European Union project that was a Nazi living space, or Lebensraum, I think you say it in Deutsch, program. So it's not a Nazi conspiracy. It's just, it's got the British Empire cobbled into the Nazis, teamed up with the Muslims. It is a disastrous situation we're facing. And I look at the stack of news I covered in the last hour, Washington Post, New York Times, the UN's taking over. It's going to battle racism in America. It's going to run your police, and it's going to make sure there's reparations. Oh, the UN is going to have a carbon tax and give it to poor people. And then we actually got the carbon tax, which they wanted to be ratified 6 years ago in secret. And Lord Monckton got it. And they said, no, that's our document. You're right. Who got it? Oh, the Russians did. Those evil Russians, those pesky Russians, because they don't want to be under carbon taxes. Putin said it's a world government project to shut down Russia. Shut down any nation state. And then we got the document. It was right at double. 1 point under double the taxes on the third world that would be on the first world. The globalists hate the third world. They've kept their foot on their neck. They've kept them in squalor. They've put dictators in. They've sold, cultural division. They've financed military attacks by neighbors. Rebel armies. They promoted communism in Latin America and Africa as the way to counter the robber barons who literally created communism and bankrolled it and created the Soviet Union. It's all declassified. It's all confirmed. Joseph McCarthy knew it all. Russians 10 years ago released their files. It was worse than he said. Basically, everything he said was true, then it was 10 times worse. They just go, you're being mean to this little old black lady that's a custodian at the FBI, you're being mean to this little old white lady or this little old janitor. And it turned out, no, they were KGB agents. And they loved McCarthy when he was just helping set up a police state. Because, after all, we were being invaded, we were being taken over, the Russians were killing millions of their own people, millions of Ukrainians, millions of Poles. They were horrible. The atrocities were terrible. They were persecuting Christians. We got to do something. He was a war hero, World War II, tail gunner, decorated highly, patriot. But when he discovered and came out and said, the U.S. Army, he had this from the Army because they were patriots, has been ordered to prop up the Russians and give them weapons and give them intel, and we're working with them. And he fled, and they went, you went too far blaming our army there, boy. That's preposterous. He said, yeah, there's all these big, rich, powerful people, and they're funny because they want to use it as a new form of tyranny, and you got to warn everybody. And he's like, oh, shut up, you old nut. And now here you are. It's not a communist conspiracy. It's a big mega bank conspiracy where they're tax exempt on 300-foot yachts with helicopters and jump jets and hundreds of mistresses and space stations they're building and all this other crap while they steal everything from us in a consolidated economy. It's amazing.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Wednesday, September 28, 2016, marks only 40 days in the countdown to the general election. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are 40 days out. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I've got a bunch of really important video clips I want to play here in the next few minutes. Then I want to go to Dr. Group to talk about a host of issues. But I noticed a few days ago that the woman was preparing to give birth, and now she's given birth to a child that has the DNA of three people in it. And now they've got groups talking about, oh, two gay men want to have a child together, so they'll splice their DNA. And they're talking about, oh, we'll have maybe three women, where it's, you know, this new right to do whatever you want. And as long as it's liberal, as long as it's trendy, it's okay. Well, I've actually interviewed a lot of genetic engineers and experts. One of them years ago was making millions of dollars a year in London, and he was creating a potato that basically lasted longer. But they found that when they fed it to mice, it caused mutations in the mice. But they said, we're going to go ahead and go forward with this. That's just one example. Do you know what happens if you splice the DNA of two men together, two mammals. I mean, I've done the research. They know for a fact what happens. And they're having to go in and basically turn off a bunch of other genes and then design this humanoid to be what they want, because it's not a human. When you cross two males together, what happens? There is a genetic line that is a complete other genetic DNA sequence that is only carried by women and is only transferred into the new human by a man and a woman. And they admit this, and they're saying, well, we'll choose the mitochondrial DNA line and we'll inject it. Folks, when they, going back 30, 40 years, would just take one GMO species and maybe change one trait, they would start getting really bad mutations. When you change 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them, things get really hairy. And by hairy, in every mammal species, when you just feed them GMO crops where they've put other organisms in it, you get genetic leakage of that DNA and even RNA and viruses that we could never get sick from, zoological viruses, zoological bacterium that don't really hurt humans. Those are now jumping species. And I could go on for hours. It's the top link on Drudge, one of the top stories on InfoWars as well. Baby with three parents, birth of a new era. We're going to be getting to that coming up. And they sell it in Time Magazine like, oh, it's this wonderful, wonderful, you know, happy, great thing. And it's just crazy how far all this has gone. And this is, worry about Rise of the Robots. What about, you think they put back doors in your iPhone? You think they put back doors in the chips? You think they manipulate things for social engineering? This is all about eugenics, all about control. And you've got such a sick, weird population. It's all into how they look. And so you can just imagine what people are going to want for their kids. And it's, oh, I want my son to win all the basketball games. I want him to be 7 feet tall and have, you know, double Y or whatever. And just the power this gives the state to decide who can do this, the ramifications are just mind-blowing, mind-boggling. But don't worry, Monsanto buys the rights to CRISPR. And what's CRISPR? The U.S. agribusiness secures a global, non-exclusive licensing agreement from the Broad Institute to use the gene editing technology for agricultural applications. I love how we pay for this, especially the eugenics base, Cold Springs Harbor. And then Monsanto, if any company is run by Satan, that's it. They say they're getting non-exclusive, but then they're going to make sub-patents on what they produce with it. And then they admit their plan is to have a patent on all life and not let any animal or plant on earth reproduce without going through their system. And, of course, that is the big enchilada. They don't want you to be able to have children without it being artificially controlled. That's why they admitted the goal 30 years ago was to have basically all births by 2025 be cesarean. They're already up to 60% in Austin, Texas, which leads the country last time I read in cesareans. And they've got a scam they run. I mean, folks, it's on. Okay? It's on. You think, well, the average nurse or doctor's not part of it. No, they just follow the guidelines of their guild, or they get removed. And if they tell them they want 100% cesarean, they're going to do it. And I'm telling you, you get to the point where people say, in the past, we were grown in our mothers. Mothers. Mother is a sexist term. Not allowed. No, you think I'm joking? I said this 10 years ago. Now I'm saying mother and father is sexist. Mother and father is evil. Don't have it on entrance papers. Don't, because someone may not have a mother and father. How did I know that years before they started doing it? Because they said their goal is an asexual, 4-foot-tall creature, if they even want those around, that goes around servicing things for them, and then the ruling elite, which are a new species, this is admitted, will basically rule over the suboids that look like dwarf clowns. And I don't know, that's their plan. It's been in mainstream news. I remember reading about it from H.G. Wells. Of course, Aldous Huxley, he wrote about it in 1932, Brave New World, and he gave a speech before he died in 62 at Berkeley, saying, this isn't a joke. I'm from an elite family, a secret breeding program, and this is our real plan. And it's the real plan. So you want to be a 3.5-4-foot-tall, you know, drooling clown creature, and you're like, that's not going to happen. Look at everything they do. They want abominations. They want to make humans fall. The elite do. They, who are hunchback goblins themselves, I mean, look at Madeleine Albright, Look at Hillary Clinton. They rise up to be the big 6'5", beautiful person. You become the goblin creature. And by the way, they'll make fun of this in national news. I know they will. Google elite believers splitting into two species. And then it shows, and click web, because it'll be older articles. And this is their plan. The Morlocks don't like the Eloi. So we're going to get to Dr. Group in a moment with that information and get his take on all this. But before we do, there are a bunch of these clips. He wrote about it in the book in 2004, but I remember 2003, Trump being criticized for saying, I don't know this is a good idea. Now, we've dug around. Stuff back then is harder to find. But we did find one from right as the invasion was about to happen, saying he doesn't know if it's a good idea, doesn't think it is. This is him calling into Fox News. Now, remember, Lester Holt, when he said, Lester Holt said, you were not, because he's God. He's the fact checker. Hell, he ought to be president. He's the guy with the earpiece in his ear. He's the one getting the signals from Hillary. You know, like it's baseball. I mean, it was really, really bad. So that went on and on. And then we got to find the clip of this and put it together. And then Trump's like, yeah, I was against it. No, you were not. I'm Lester Holt. I'm God. No, you are not. I'm Lester Holt. I speak with authority. Obamacare is free. There are no penalties. Associated Press. Americans paid. How many billion? $1.7 billion in the first year of Obamacare in penalties to the IRS. The UN isn't going to take over. Washington Post. UN to run our police. U.S. should pay reparations to black people. When the UN's mowing blacks down as we speak all over Africa. I mean, this is crazy. But let's go to Donald J. Trump. Hear this.
To sort of break down for the president, if you were advising him how much time you commit to Iraq versus how much time you commit to the economy, what would you say?
Well, I'm starting to think that people are much more focused now on the economy. They're getting a little bit tired of, hearing we're going in, we're not going in. Whatever happened to the days of Douglas MacArthur? I mean, he'd go and attack. He wouldn't talk. I mean, we have to, it's sort of like either do it or don't do it.
You're saying the leash on this is getting kind of short here, that the president has got to do something presumably sooner rather than later, and stringing this along could ultimately hurt us.
Well, he's either got to do something or not do something.
Yeah.
Perhaps. Because perhaps he shouldn't be doing it yet. And perhaps we should be waiting for the United Nations. He's under a lot of pressure. I think he's doing a very good job, but of course, if you look at the polls, a lot of people are getting a little tired. I think the Iraqi situation is a problem, and I think the economy is a much bigger problem.
Which is what he always said. Focus on the economy. Don't start wars that now have cost us $6 trillion. Now, I'm going to skip this break so we have more time. We're going to Dr. Group here in just a moment to get into all this breaking medical news. But before I go any further, let's play some more clips. This is some of the people that work for Obama making jokes basically about the American people. Let's play that clip.
The point is that you have equal impact on serious speeches because it's about style, use of language, etc.
The joke speech is the most fun part of this, but the things I'm the most proud of were the more serious speeches. I think healthcare, economic speeches, and I think
Lovett wrote the line about if you like your insurance, you can keep it.
How dare you?
Yeah, and we have Gruber laughing about, thank God the American people have no attention span, they're dumb. I love the professors. Yeah, we feed on them. And then we've got the head of the State Department spokesperson going, oh God, we lie to everyone, it's so funny. Oh, it's so good. And then if they don't like it, we just call them racist. And if they don't like that, we just shut Michael Savage off the radio. And now they're openly saying they want to shut us down. Hillary puts out a fundraiser saying, shut down the alt-right. Let's ban the word mother and father. Ha, ha, ha. It's so much fun. Now, let's go to Dr. Group, again, the Global Healing Center, a patriot, veteran, great guy, helped us develop many of the nutraceuticals we have at InfoWarsLife.com. I wanted to get him on a host of issues today. By the way, we were conspiracy theorists again. National News attacked me a few years ago, saying that I claimed with no evidence that leprosy was coming back in the U.S., but you can go to the CDC and see the numbers were 10 times more what they were in many states than they were ever in our modern history. And I told you I talked to health department folks about all the leprosy they're dealing with in Florida and in Texas. and in California. Wet leprosy, the type that spreads, and TB's exploding everywhere. But that, Obama doesn't even do medical checks at the border. We've actually interviewed the Border Patrol Union at the Texas border saying black plague, syphilis, drug-resistant TB, everything's coming across. And so now it's been confirmed, all those cases of leprosy in the California schools, it's been confirmed. Let's put that on screen for TV viewers, for radio listeners. I'll read it to you. International Business Times. Leprosy cases confirmed in Southern California elementary school. And there is no cure. But they can stop the spread so your daughter's nose and everything doesn't rot off too quickly with super strong antibiotics. And I've got articles here about flesh-eating bacteria. Multi 20,000 plus percent increases. Just mass death all over the place. But when you get eaten to death by that, which literally 30, 40, 50 times, depending on what state you're in, chance of being killed by flesh-eating bacteria, they call it an infection, non-treatable infection, then buy a gun, but it's okay. Don't worry. Everything's fine. The Hollywood Reporter says the elite are buying bunkers and fleeing to New Zealand. You're like, I heard that before. Of course you did. Heard it here. But now it's all coming out. So, Dr. Grubb, thank you so much for joining us. Be with us for the balance of the hour. So much to get into, so much to cover. I got to tell you, I keep saying this, but every day it becomes more real. Everything we've warned about, everything we've talked about that we knew was already true, we have the documentation for, is now out in the open. You were writing 10 years ago, first person I saw doing it, about studies out there that if you don't have good flora in your gut, it's linked to cancer and autoimmune disorders. That was even in the New York Times and Wall Street Journal a few months ago. They said, wow, the gut, having bad gut flora may be the leading cause of cancer and the leading cause of autoimmune disorders. Oh, wow, look at that. I mean, they knew all along. Bill and Melinda Gates are spending billions a year just studying gut flora. They know exactly what they're doing with the Monsanto, BT corn, the rest of it. I mean, this is a diabolical plan. They admit it's a diabolical plan, and here we are in the middle of it. But what happens is our credibility explodes, as your credibility explodes, as theirs implodes, and as they figure that out, that we're bigger. InfoWars is way bigger than CNN. We're just one little outlet of liberty. What are they going to do as they panic and realize some young conservative woman can have 63 million views per video? What happens as they realize that they are the ones that are the emperor wearing no clothes?
Well, I mean, we have been talking about that for a long time. And I think back to close to 20 years ago when I devoted my life to finding the root cause of all disease. And if you kind of think of it in a way like they have an army, the globalists, and their army is a combination of genetically modified foods, fluoride in the water, chlorine, and the list goes on and on and on, and the million different of toxins that they expose us to on a regular basis. And by the way, this is all planned. And then we have an army. The thing is, they know what our army is. Most of us don't know what their army is. So we have an army of gut microbiome, and that's our army. I mean, it's now been proven, and I wrote a book probably 15 years ago called Health Begins in the Colon, and disease also begins in the colon, in the intestinal tract, because we have this massive 3 pounds of good probiotic, good flora that's supposed to protect us. That's our army. How are we going to fight an army of a million chemicals and toxins coming into our system that are specifically designed to kill off our army? It'd be like their army has laser guns and machine guns, and our army has butter knives. It just doesn't work. So that's why for all these years I've been promoting gut health, gut health, gut health. The thing is, over our lifetime, we only have 2 exposure points. We have 2 ways to get probiotics in our system. The first one, which you were talking about with the C-sections and all the medical promotions of don't breastfeed.
No, wait, don't engage in conspiracy theory. Saying the word woman is a gender term and is hurtful. So that gender doesn't exist, okay, first. And breastfeeding never existed. And vaginal birth never existed. So stop being a conspiracy theorist.
Well, what I'm saying is we only have 2 ways to get probiotics. One, from breast milk, and that's the most important thing we can do to set the stage for health in our body. The second is through eating foods that we consume. Now, we've gotten away and we've gone to man-made foods, and that was instituted on purpose as well. Now some people are eating organic foods, which is great, but that's the only way that we're going to get probiotics. All these people out here talk about eating yogurt, but think about it. You make yogurt with pasteurized milk, okay? It's chemical ridden in there with artificial sweeteners and everything else. But probiotics are actually bacteria that live all over the body that people just think they're in the intestinal lining, but they're not. They're on your skin. Good probiotics are on your skin. That's why using all these antibacterial soaps and all
I learned stuff. When I was a teenager that after football practice, if I scrub my face with soap, even you know the fancy ones that were more organic, that's when I would get zits and break out. But if I just you know use light shampoo, clean under my arms and stuff, but didn't take the oil off my face, I didn't have zits and all the other young people did.
Right. So everything by design is designed to kill off not only the probiotics in your gut, but the vaginal
probiotics. Here's an example. Last week I had a pen burst while I was on air. We had to go to tape for about 5 minutes. It burst in my hand. I rubbed my face not seeing, and I had black all over the side of my nose, down my face here. I had to go in the bathroom, get soap, wash it off. I never washed my face with soap, and boom. I got huge zits that I hadn't had since I was like 13 years old, all down where the ink was, because I guess the ink was toxic, but also the soap to scrub it off, because it took a lot of it, again, killed my good bacteria.
So that's another reason why we have such a problem with antibacterials these days, is because our good bacteria is being affected by it as well. And you have probiotics in the urinary tract, you have them in the respiratory system that are being killed off by all the chemicals in the air. So it really is an attack on our probiotics or our good microorganisms or our army that's there to protect us. The collection of probiotics concentrated in the gut, like we were talking about earlier, is called the microbiome. And believe it or not, it actually has 20 times more genetic material than we do. And it's like a fingerprint. It's each person's identification. It's different on each individual person. And the probiotics that we have in our body outnumber our cells 10 to 1. So picture that. You have 10 times as many.
And so we eat pesticide-laden food, fluoride, garbage, bad bacteria, GMO bacteria, all the different herbicides that are bioaccumulated in the foods. And I've been reading studies that some people that are 60, 70, 80 basically have nothing in their gut. It's just dead, or it's full of all these bad yeast, which, again, we showed mainstream news earlier, Scientific American and others. Mental health may depend on creatures in the gut. Even the New York Times was admitting major studies, massive cancer linked to not having good probiotics in the gut. And that's why I'm going to go ahead and plug right now, because I want to get into genetically engineered babies after the break. We have a new probiotic, 7 years in the making, by Dr. Group. I kept going to him and saying, which of these companies should I use? You know, there's hundreds of great probiotics. He said, I'm waiting with these top firms to get the very best strains and put out the best. So I waited. He's brought it out for us. Probiotic, Biome Defense, 50 million live and active cultures. Dr. Group, talk about this. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com. At the factory, it's made in the cold. It's kept in a big refrigeration system here. It's shipped to you with an ice pack. Now, if it gets warm, it still keeps a lot of its activeness, but you want to keep it cool for maximum effect. Put it in your refrigerator. Take it daily. We're showing people video on PrisonPlanet.tv and folks watching the live streams of our cold room. And this is, again, the Rolls Royce at a cost almost half of what leading competitors are for something of this quality. Describe why this is so special.
The reason why it took me so long to develop this product is because I wanted to really get a lot of research done on what are the best strains to put in the body. Once I found that, I started contacting the probiotic culturing companies. There's about four big companies, and those are the companies that every single probiotic supplement on the market uses to culture them. So when I went to these companies originally and I said, how do you make these probiotics? I want a vegetarian, vegan-based probiotic. I want non-GMO. I don't want any of these toxic fillers and excipients, because most of the capsules, all these probiotics you see in the grocery store or the vitamin shops or anything, there's only probably 10 or 15 milligrams, and these capsules hold 750 milligrams. Most of them only contain about 15 or 20 milligrams of the actual probiotic itself. The other part of the capsule is nothing but filler. And so when I contacted all these companies and asked them, well, what are you
using? Let's break it down, because this is important, folks. I mean, we guarantee we work the hardest to bring you what we personally are using. This is what my children take, what I take. It's so incredibly important, and it funds the operation. It's a 360 win. Stay with us. We'll be back with this, the designer babies, and more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
We want your soul. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your facts, your fears, your bus, your address, your shoe size, your years, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop.
We want your soul.
Your lives. Show us your children, your photos, your home.
Well, we just want you to be free.
Take credit, take insurance, take a loan.
I'm going to talk about this CRISPR system. I've mentioned it some, but basically it's a computerized live system. It's very inexpensive now and can be deployed all over the world to go in and cut out pieces of DNA that you want to replace, whether it's for having spiritual connections, having a higher consciousness that's been proven to be in the DNA, to have a proclivity to be angry, to want to oppose illegitimate authority. Clearly, this will be for social engineering. But they're saying, oh, we'll cut out the cancer genes. We'll cut out the depression genes. Just like they've got vaccines, they're, quote, already developed, that will end mental illness or will end paranoia or will end stress. And then you read it's a virus that goes in and literally eats certain areas of neuroreceptors that are also associated with enlightenment, spiritual feelings, those highs and those lows, your conscience. So they're trying to dehumanize us. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. And again, this isn't science fiction. I've told the story many times of about 14 and a half years ago, going in to pick up a pizza to take it home to the family. My wife then was pregnant with a son. And a guy going, hey, you're lying about spiders being crossed with goats. I heard you on the radio, and I used to like you. You're a liar. And I went, let me guess, would you go to biology, 20 years ago? And he goes, I went to UT in 1973. That's right. How did you know that? And I went, well, I've run into this before. I said, it's in the news that they've got goats that are part spider that create body armor out of their milk. I'm not lying. He started going, man. And I was like, dude, just get out of my face. And I told that story that night I was on the radio. Back then, I was still on the radio at night as well. Well, that had been in 100 newspapers then. Now it's been in thousands. There it is on screen. The goats with spider genes and silk in their milk. But they count on the public being ignorant. They count on the public not understanding what's going on. We're light years ahead of this, ladies and gentlemen. We're light years ahead of this. And you talk about humanity getting Promethean fire or that Atlantean moment when we get something so high tech, it's beyond us and it basically destroys our civilization. We're here. The Genesis engine. We now have the power to quickly and easily alter DNA. It could eliminate diseases. It could solve world hunger. It could provide unlimited clean energy. It could really get out of hand. By Amy Waxman. It's already gotten out of hand. Ladies and gentlemen, they have declassified that they had humanoid clones 35 years ago. And now they're announcing they're going to start rolling them out for you. You're not going to see all the mistakes, the mutations, the creatures that should have rights but didn't because they weren't animal, they weren't human. They were in the phantom zone. Dr. Group is our guest. I really appreciate him joining us and going over to this. But speaking of protecting your gut, we promote things that we know you need, like gravity-fed water filtration systems that reduce or completely cut out hundreds and hundreds of different chemicals. Some things they totally cut out. Some things it's like 99.999. You don't want to drink glyphosate. You don't want to drink fluoride. You don't want to drink, the bisphenol A. I could go on for hours with the stuff. The average water supply has over 300 different contaminants in it. Well water, you name it. We sell the Alexa Pure, the Pro Pure. They're all great systems that basically cut everything out or bring it down to almost non-detectable levels, and it funds our operation. Same thing with Biome Defense Probiotics, 60 vegetarian capsules. He was getting into how the others are basically fillers and or are lazily just a few basic strains. Group, the reason I went with Group is he was known by the different supplement and health Nazi sites, and I mean that in a Seinfeld way, by the real connoisseurs, the real, the real cutting-edge people as the guy that doesn't cut corners. And I want to have great products, but also I don't want the FDA to be able to come after me. I want to be able to follow all the rules of the very safest, most tested stuff. And so, and I've used two other big companies as well that are also known for being great, but Group is about half our products. And he also advises us on the others. And sometimes he can't put something out just because his standards are so high. And I go, you know what? We're going to be a half inch lower than you, and I've got to put this out. This is important. And so some of that we put out, he's like, yeah, it's overall really good, but I'd put that out if we could actually find a clean source of this. And I'm just like, clean? Your stuff's cleaner than the air, man. I'm just being honest about Group. That's how good he is. He's over there smiling. We've had these arguments, believe me. So the point is, I kept saying, like a year ago, I go, I'm going to come out with a probiotic I can private label that's good. This is a huge market. I'm already taking probiotics. I'm sure yours is going to be the best, but I really want that probiotic. He finally did it. Biome Defense, why is this the best? You were getting into the fact that it doesn't have all this garbage filler in it, and why it's such a game changer at InfoWarsLife.com.
Right, so it's an interesting story because it took such a long time to try to convince. First of all, three of the big companies that produced the probiotics basically laughed in my face and hung up the phone. I had to convince, one of them was actually interested in listening to me and I actually talked to their main scientist, and after months of collaboration, I'm telling him, that I want the strongest probiotic out there. I want these unique strains in it. I want it cultured in vegetarian, vegan. I don't want it cultured in gelatin from cows, from slaughterhouses. They basically had to change their whole procedure. I had to guarantee them that I was going to purchase enough so they could actually do the R&D.
And again, you don't want to grow this in gelatin that's bone and cartilage material, because that's where the prion top garbage is, and that's why neurological disorders. I mean, I know so many people who have 30, 40-year-old members of their family that are now having, quote, Parkinson's. And it's because, let's just be honest about it, mad cow-type spectrum garbage is everywhere, people. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, you have, most people have no clue how probiotics are made or how they're cultured. And I got deep into the research and development on this. They basically thought I was crazy. The president of the company got on the phone with me, and they said, do you understand what you're doing? You're, like, changing this whole field. And I said, this is the way the field's going to go anyway. Either you're with me or you're without me. I'll find a way to do it anyway. So finally, we had to go through probably a couple years of research and development.
And by the way, let's toot your horn, but you've also been going to Germany and going to France and going to other places. This is where it's already going in the high-tech clinics. You get it by prescription. It's already basically gone to what we're doing, but to the general public. And I even forgot that. I mean, the reality of this is 10 times cooler than I'm even saying. I mean, when we say 7 years, you've been doing this for 2 years before you were working with us. I mean, you've finally done it. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. And it's still to this day, we are the only ones in the world right now that have this unique technique. I mean, they also say, are you crazy? This thing's going to be so expensive. No one's ever asked for this quality and this many strains in one probiotic formula before. So long story short, we actually got it done. We got it done using certified organic ingredients. All the other probiotics out there are filled with silicon dioxide, GMO, by the way, maltodextrin. And now we have proof that genetically modified foods actually change the flora in your gut to produce glyphosate. Well, what is glyphosate? Glyphosate is a pesticide. What do pesticides do? They kill off organisms. They kill off bacteria. So it's a revolving cycle, a revolving door. We chose stuff like Bifidobacterium lactis, which has the ability to protect your cells and your digestive tract against...
Well, look at how Bill and Melinda Gates and the Rockefeller Foundation are behind Zika. That's admitted, patented it. They're in the treatment of it. They're obsessed with gut flora. They're heavily involved with Monsanto. Of course they're going to roll out a GMO products that then grow weed killer in our guts, that then grows cancers, because they see us as weeds.
By the way, Alex, we recommend that you keep the probiotics refrigerated, but the majority of probiotics in this formula are actually the way that we coat them with the certified organic gum acacia and the inulin in there. We actually give you food for the probiotics as well. So there's actually fulvic acid, which contains all the necessary minerals and nutrients the probiotics need to survive. We put the inulin in there, which is a natural food for probiotics, the gum acacia. So it's a probiotic, prebiotic formula as well.
Let's stop. You take 5 minutes and I'm going to get into the designer babies, because I've been interrupting with my excitement. Explain to people the 7 years of research, taking from research in Europe, adding to it, testing, years of you know, producing, making it better and better, why this is so different, why it's going to change the entire industry. And by the way, folks, 5 years ago, nobody was talking about true nascent iodine, not the alcohol-based garbage, not the stuff that you can't absorb that's toxic, but true, pure, good halogen. Now you go to Whole Foods, it's everywhere, but it's still the garbage type. I mean, that's how lazy these companies are. Or I guess they're not as blessed as we are, but we've changed the whole industry. When we say this will change probiotics, this will change it. You will, in a few years, everyone will be copying this, because this is the best probiotic out there, bar none. You go to medical clinics and get it for $400, maybe get something as good in Europe. So Dr. Group, break it down why it's such a game changer, Biome Defense.
It's such a game changer because 70% of your immune system is actually in your digestive tract. It's now been proven that 90% of all autoimmune diseases, which are running rampant, are gut-related. 9 out of 10 people with autism have probiotic imbalances. All the digestive disorders, leaky gut, constipation, Crohn's, it doesn't matter what it is, are all linked to probiotics. 70 million people suffer from digestive disorders. Dr. Alan Walker at Harvard, actually, that's where I am right now, He's a world-renowned doctor and probiotic specialist. He actually, quote, said, probiotics turn on the immune system and prevent pathogens from taking hold. So we have the immune link. We also have a lot of neuroscience research coming out, which we've been saying for years. Your brain is in your gut. I mean, all the prescriptions that people are given, especially the antidepressants, the anti-anxieties, all those affect your normal gut. Think about this. Think about if you have all the natural probiotics you need in your gut, how many antibiotics and prescription medications that people can get off of and come back to their normal state of living, and they're doing it with just putting the proper types of microorganisms.
I was about to tell, the average medical doctor, after you take antibiotics, won't tell you it kills all your gut flora. You've got to take probiotic. They don't even tell people.
Listen, I mean, well, a scary thought is they just did a study not too long ago, and they found 34% of organic food contains traces of antibiotics. We have antibiotic residue in the water supply. We have antibiotic residue everywhere. So regardless, there's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. We have to focus on our own internal army. We have to take probiotics on a daily basis. I mean, and that's why I spent 7 years trying to figure out which ones are the best, how to do it, which ones are going to work in unison. And most of them in the formula, we haven't had time to do the long-term studies to see if we really are losing a lot of activity by not keeping it refrigerated. But I can say 90% of the ones in there we already know are heat resistant, acid resistant.
Sure, but we still keep it cold, which is an added expense, but again, it's important. Exactly. Now, I was interrupting you. Run through how this is a different proprietary process, but you did take known, proven, super high quality strains. You just boosted it, giving them the enzymes, the food they need to launch and actually survive the stomach.
We gave them everything that they're going to need to be able to survive and thrive. I mean, health begins in the gut, and disease also begins in the gut. And so by, you know, you're obviously going to be attacked every single day. I mean, the gut is the first line of defense that we have in our body. And especially with all the biological weapons, with all the chemical agents, everything else that's attacking us every single day, we need to make sure that we keep our gut healthy. That's why I chose the specific 23 different strains of probiotics and biome defense. We have a special form of Lactobacillus acidophilus, which produces vitamin K. Why do you think so many people are deficient in vitamin K in the world? Why do you think so many people are deficient in magnesium, calcium, copper, selenium, all of those things? The probiotics in your gut have a vital role in the absorption of some of the most sought after and needed minerals and vitamins in your body. We put the Lactobacillus brevis in there. Why do we do that? Because we know that people are short on interferon. Interferon is a protein which is produced in response to viruses, bad bacteria, tumors, harmful organisms. So that's going to help your body naturally produce the interferon in there.
And by the way, I remember you saying this 6, 7, 8 years ago that asthma's epidemic, much of it is because we don't have the right gut flora. And I was like, where's he coming from with that? Now they have a big study out, the Wall Street Journal, reporting on just that.
Yeah, asthma, allergies, leaky gut syndrome, all of these molecules. Probiotics, we didn't even talk about their role in digestion. Probiotics have an extremely powerful role in digestion. They help you digest your food. Not only is it the digestive enzymes, but also it's the probiotics. We put another probiotic in there that's missing, we found, in the majority of the population. That's called Lactobacillus gesseri, and that's used to keep your weight regulated. What we found is the majority of people don't have that, and when you do put that strain of probiotic, it initiates, and these are all proven with clinical trials.
And they've got big clinical trials, as you said. Low gut flora, specifically that strain, you just keep eating and eating and eating, gaining weight. Just like we knew 20 years ago, aspartame makes you want to eat more and makes you fatter. That's why you see the biggest, fattest people are obsessed with diet drinks. And finally, mainstream media 2 years ago admitted, diet drinks, headline, make you fat. But specifically aspartame, because it's a plan. They know what they're doing. And if you read deeply, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are the ones quarterbacking this operation, Dr. Grubb.
Yeah, talking about sugar. Sugar is one of the most damaging things to the gut flora, especially the white processed sugar. But this one strain that we have, this Gasseri, is actually used and been studied to promote weight loss. It helps reduce body fat. It inhibits fat production. It speeds up the metabolism. It protects against obesity.
Bottom line, cows have three stomachs. They would die without the bacteria that break the grass down. We have bacteria and other flora. We must have them. Incredible. Now, how does this work with taking parasite cleanse that you developed for us, the Living Defense? Because that's the big sleeper product that people just say they get the most amazing results with.
Well, it works great with anything, actually. You can, I'll tell you, most of these probiotics that we chose have actually been used in combination with antibiotics. And the studies show that, you know, we think, yes, antibiotics will wipe out all the good bacteria. Every single doctor out there should be putting their patients on a probiotic at the same time as they're on antibiotics.
But the bacteria associated with the production of farming and ranching and pig farming and chicken farming and poultry farming, those are all resistant because they feed them that stuff because it makes them bloat and get fat. People ask, why do these big chicken production facilities, and by the way, I've worked at it, folks, just on the edge of it, but I've been involved cleaning them out, a job I had, it's hellish. You have to wear a breather mask and everything. It's because it makes them fat and obese. It makes the chickens and the pigs fat and obese. That's why they put it in their feed, but then it makes the bacteria that are in them totally resistant. Now you wonder why there's all the flesh-eating bacteria, but then you eat those animals, you get big dosages of it, so all you've got is the bad antibiotic-resistant that are in the gut, which Bill and Melinda Gates and others are on record designing in many cases, specifically in the food chain to hit you with a soft kill weapon developed at Cold Springs Harbor by his father in Army Intelligence. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Just now being proposed, Bayer and Monsanto merging, two of the biggest corporations in the world. And when I said there's probably no company more evil than Monsanto, Agent Orange, Dioxin, Terminator Genes, BT Corn, I mean, they consistently do bad things. Aspartame, we were just talking about, that eats your brain, makes you obese, on record. Monsanto has a close second in Bayer. The Nazi pharmaceutical company, the company that knowingly shipped out Factor VIII to hundreds of thousands of hemophiliacs in the 90s, and it came out in federal court in Australia and France that the CEOs were told, sir, you understand, this is going to kill people. Everyone we give this to, it has hepatitis and HIV. And they're like, I don't care, too many hemophiliacs anyways. Man, you talk about evil. That's who they put in charge of these things, and that's what they say in corporate board meetings. Imagine sitting around a corporate board meeting. Sir, we ship this out. Hundreds of thousands will die. Yeah, well, the world needs ditch diggers, too. You know, I've sent boys younger than you to the gas chamber. Didn't want to do it. Felt I owed it to them. I mean, where do these people come from? That's what I'm telling you. Guys, I've watched the PBS things that nobody else takes the time to go watch, where Bill Gates sits there and talks about his dad heading Planned Parenthood, and his dad... Well, we went and researched him. Super spooky eugenics guy involved in the whole clandestine program, secret testing. That's why IBM, it's a eugenics front company that created Microsoft. That's all super secret, by the way, folks, is running this show. Okay, and they ran the Hollerith machines. They ran the death camps. They ran the death camps. IBM technicians from the U.S. were in each death camp. The numbers on the folks in the death camps were IBM Hollerith's numbers, okay? I mean, you don't get more evil than International Business Machines, okay? It's a eugenics company. Thomas Watson received the highest award that anyone in the Nazi regime awarded, above Adolf Hitler, who got the second highest award. The number one award the Nazis ever gave went to the creator of IBM. Now, that's all you got to know right there. That's why I get chills. That's why I'm cutting over group, because while he's talking, if you're a TV viewer, they're just in there Googling what he says, everything he says, even mainstream news. That's what's crazy. It's all admitted, folks, but all admitted in the last year or two. So, Dr. Group, I want to get into CRISPR in the next segment, and I know you got to go, but which is even bigger. But why do you think it's suddenly all coming out? I mean, isn't that kind of positive, WikiLeaks and all this info? I mean, isn't it that people, even in the establishment, love their kids, and there's only a few evil people on top trying to keep us in the dark? I mean, that's why what you're doing, what others are doing, what we're doing, you know, funding ourselves to put out the truth and give people things to counter this. I mean, it's just, it's a perfect symbiotic thing. But do you think we're starting to turn the tide, or what do you think's happening?
When you start seeing the pharmaceutical companies and the big companies starting getting into the probiotics and trying to acquire all the natural health companies, be amazed at how many natural health companies you see on the shelves at Whole Foods that are actually owned by big conglomerates or private equity firms. They've been knocking on our door. It's crazy what's going on.
They've tried to buy us. We've had, you know, it's, I had to sign a non-disclosure, obviously, but we've had some of the biggest cosmetic companies try to buy us.
But at the same time, they're ramping up all their artificial intelligence. They're ramping up the vaccines. They're ramping up all the chemicals. You know, look at Bayer and Monsanto, like what you're talking about. You know, you really have, you know, I always say we the people, because, you know, the people can create change in the world faster than the politicians can. Look at all the good thing with the internet, the good thing with your radio show, all the things that we've been able to get out there to people so that they can help make.
And that's why they're so scared. They know if we wake up and just change our behavior, it's game over. That's why they want to get us into a fully artificial economy they control. because then there's hardly any way to get out. Stay there. We're going to come right back in 70 seconds to give you the floor on this. And then, but you got to come to town. This is an on-fire subject, Dr. Group. I know you're at Harvard right now with top researchers. I mean, how cool is that? He wouldn't even, I'm like, where are you? I'm going to Harvard to meet with him on the probiotic. I mean, this guy knows what he's doing. I mean, we're not playing games here. And I'm so blessed to have him working with us.